Whoa, I just got big news.
What?
This is very, very big news.
What?
For every guy on the planet, this is probably the most important piece of information you'll get all year.
What?
They've casted Larry in the new Three Stooges movie.
Who?
You're going to love this. You're not going to believe it. The least likely person on the planet to play Larry.
Who?
Sean Hayes from... The gay guy
Grace.
From Will and Grace.
You're kidding.
I kid you not. He doesn't even look like Larry. For one thing, Sean Hayes is a halfway attractive guy. I mean, you know, I don't have a...
I was going to say, is there something you want to tell me, darling?
No. I don't have a thing for Will Hayes. Or yeah. Sean Hayes or whatever. No,
Sean
Will Hayes. Will Hayes.
Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes. Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
Where the hell is my head tonight?
I don't know.
This has been a weird evening.
Yes, it has.
URLradio.net. The more hits we play, the more hits we get.
And you're listening to Jive Talking with Jim Walsh, who's your incomparable host of entertainment, wit, and stories that'll bring your...
Make your liver quiver,
there
your
you
bladder splatter, and your knees freeze. Decalcify your spinal column,
yes.
And God help us bring peace without honor to Southeast Asia.
And I'm the what? Wife.
Yeah. To your left, my right, my lovely wife, Lissa.
Hello.
The lovely Lissa.
Hello.
No, I just found that out. Now, Curly, they've already got Curly casted.
Yeah, who is Curly?
Will Sasso, big Curly-looking guy from Mad TV.
Oh, okay.
Now, at least he kind of looks like Curly.
Yeah, but honey, they can use makeup
to make
these guys look like it. You know, I mean, they want somebody with similar features that they can make them look like it, yeah.
And they still haven't cast Mo. There is word that Sean Penn may be Mo, which I think is perfect.
I think, okay, Sean
Penn. You don't think Sean Penn is Mo?
No. There are a lot of really good character actors that would work equally as well, and I think would be better.
You think so?
Because they're character actors.
Well, that's true.
You know, and Mo was a character.
Hey, Mo! Nyah, nyah, nyah. Well, I just found this out, and I'm so very excited. I almost forgot what I was going to do tonight. But I did remember what I'm going to do tonight. We're going to talk about tipping.
Tipping. You mean the city in Peking?
Hmm.
You don't mean that?
Now, we're going to do our semi-annual tipping show about 2-3 times a year. I like to devote the entire show to talking about tipping and customer service in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Because, boy, do we have some stories.
Oh, yeah.
From over the years.
Oh, yeah.
From over the millennia as a long-suffering, I shouldn't say that, a long-time restaurant person.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like to eat out just about more than anything.
I know.
I never eat at home.
That's not true.
And you're a decent cook.
Thank you. You're wearing your Scarface t-shirt tonight.
That's right.
It says, I bet it was cockroaches. That's what it says.
Which is pretty good for certain restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd rather have them.
Yeah, when the guy comes out going, I bet it was cockroaches.
Yeah.
And just today I went to a restaurant here in Bismarck. Let me give out the number here, 701-751-0838. Because this is that show where... We like to vent with our customer service stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this actually got me fired at one radio station.
You're kidding me.
I did a show about customer service at the station where I worked in Lower Delaware, Slower Delaware, as we like to call it. And we did a customer service show where we talked about good and bad service from all the restaurants around the area. And somebody called it. For some reason, we got on the subject of this one place where I went to with my father one time where they were beyond rude. They were openly hostile to us.
Oh.
It's like us walking in there with our stupid money to buy their stupid stuff. It was just a major, major inconvenience to them.
Really?
And they responded by being as hostile as possible.
It was a
hardware store. What?
How many people were in the place shopping?
Us.
That was it.
It was us, basically.
Yeah.
Two of us.
I should tell you something.
And the staff of the hardware store. So we went on the air. I went on the air and talked about it. And I was getting calls. People were calling up saying, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Same thing happened to us. These people are extremely rude. They act like you know, the world owes them a living. You go in, they act like you're the one who owes them a favor for going right. into their stupid store. Well, it turned out that they were a sponsor for the radio station.
Okay.
And
but no names were mentioned.
Well, no names were mentioned, but they figured it out.
Okay.
Everybody kind of figured it out.
Okay.
And right away, the owner called the radio station. This guy was a real jerk. Mm-hmm. But I don't blame him so much as I blame the owners of this horrible radio station, because they just knuckled right under to the guy.
Right, right.
And when they fired me, they said, "Do you realize how much money we cost? $20,000 a year." I said, "Okay, that's $400 a week."
Right.
"And you can't replace that? And you don't expect that kind of thing to happen occasionally when you have a live and local talk show?"
Right.
"Well, you're fired." And they fired me.
Yeah.
And they went back to doing what they like to do, which is basically glad-handing everybody
yeah.
and regurgitating Republican talking points. Not that I'm bitter or anything.
I'm going to be hearing about that.
No. I'll get it out of my system now.
Good. Thank you.
Anyway,
I appreciate you all for letting him get this stuff out of his system so that I don't have to put up with it at home.
That's right. But anyway, now's a good time, I think, because we're getting into the warm weather, changes seasons.
Yeah.
People are starting to think about getting out of the house again.
Yeah.
And getting out and moving around and going to restaurants and eating out and mm-hmm. hopefully finding a place with a nice patio where you can eat out on the patio. Wouldn't that be great?
Or we can even ask, in addition to tipping and customer service stories, we can even ask, what are the best places you've eaten? Not just in town, but, you know, I mean, if you're in Texas or if you're in Chicago or New York, I'd like to know what those places are, because at some point we're probably going to head out your way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, sooner or later,
yeah,
when we get the
I'm
money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be fun to know what these places are? I mean, I'll keep a list.
When we get a little money in our pockets, when hell freezes over. Well, I've only been to Chicago once. Have you ever been to Chicago?
Yes.
How many times?
Once, and I was on a 2-hour layover.
Oh, well, that's all. Okay.
And I did not leave the bus terminal.
Ew.
I walked around the bus terminal. They were doing construction.
But you walked all around the bus terminal.
I walked all around the bus
terminal. So you got a pretty good look at the bus terminal in Chicago.
Yes, yes. And the construction that they were doing, and this was like so many years ago, I barely remember.
I drove through Chicago one time.
I'm an old lady, in case you guys didn't know.
I drove through Chicago one time. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It's a very impressive looking city. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've been to New York many times.
Well, yeah, and this time of year, like you said, the warmer weather coming, people are going to be taking vacations.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's good for us to know what you're proud of. One of my favorite shows on the Food Network is that one with, what's his face? Gee, aren't I articulate tonight?
What's his face?
Guy.
We were watching that today with,
yes,
what's
we
her
were.
Name, the lady from Long
Ina
Island.
Ina Garten. I love her because she is so calm, and it's just like you're literally in the kitchen with her and she's showing you how to make something.
She's the Auntie Martha Stewart.
Yes.
You did not get the feeling that she's wound up like your proverbial 3-day watch.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great. But what's his name? Guy Fiero, Dives, Drive-Ins, and Diners.
Okay.
Or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
Hi, people out there. How are you? We've got a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, we want to encourage everybody
Bismarck.
To stop by and see us here
yeah.
in the storefront window on Broadway in Bismarck, somewhere between 3rd and 4th Street.
I took a bath and I washed my face, so I'm clean.
And I actually wore real pants tonight.
He is dressed nice tonight.
Yeah, because I remember from last last week you were complaining because I'm always wearing my sweatpants.
And I've only been doing that all winter
And I love
long.
My sweat. Well, during the winter, who cares? I mean, who's going to be out in the cold winter weather, especially out here where it's, you know, 500 degrees below absolute zero on your average winter
out
night?
Here. We've been waving at people all winter.
Yeah.
And now I see that, like, a lot of people are downtown, which is great. Because
yeah, now
we've got
that spring
great
has
shops downtown.
Spring
great
is finally sprung.
Spring has sprung?
So to speak.
Is it springy?
The snow is melting away. Of course,
yes,
it won't really be spring for me until all the snow melts, which
yeah.
at the rate it's going will be somewhere around third week of August. But actually, I'm looking out. What's nice is I can actually walk around and not worry about slipping and falling on my face anymore.
This is true.
Which I'm real paranoid. I'm like a, if you ever watch me walking across ice, I'm like an old woman. I'm like a 90-year-old woman.
Well,
like,
I am too. I've fallen so many times, and yeah. I've really damaged my back doing it. And so he and I, we kind of lock arms, and then we turn into Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandpa,
Walsh,
yeah.
And we start taking these little baby steps across the
little
ice.
Little tiny millimeter steps.
And he starts to fall, and I catch him, and then I start to fall, and he catches me, and then we're like, whoa, whoa. Oh. And then we get over to the car and get in.
So. Well, of course, in the wintertime, what we should do, because this whole town is one long patch of ice,
yeah.
We should bring our hockey skates and just skate right
just
across.
Skate, yeah.
Skate right across the beautiful city of Bismarck. The
or cross-country skiing.
There you go.
Put on our cross-country skis. And cross-country ski everywhere. It's good exercise.
But hopefully all that is behind us now, because the weather has definitely taken a turn for the better. And people are getting out, and they're going to be eating more and eating out and dining on patios
yes.
and whatnot.
Yes.
So we thought it's a good time. That plus the fact that I'm totally unprepared for anything else
well,
this evening.
Well, I was going to say is, yeah, this, I was going to say.
The printer broke. No, it didn't break.
No,
it ran out of ink.
And I fixed it.
Yeah, and you did a great job, except by the time we all got done with the printer, I'll be honest with you, I had to sleep today.
Okay.
I was beat today. You saw how I was this morning.
Well,
I was walking
I know,
into
but
walls.
Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Can we be like totally honest here?
Okay. I don't think I like where this is going.
Number one, I had my show prep done over the weekend.
That's true.
I could have printed that sucker out.
Oh.
Right away when I was done with
it. Oh, you're kind of taking some of the blame here. I like
well,
that.
Well, of course I am. I always do.
Yeah.
I take blame where blame is due, and I give credit where credit is due.
Well, I had a general idea what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to print a couple things out.
Right.
But that's okay, because I got the internet right here. I can just bring it up on the internet.
There you go. That works. And it's paperless, and it's better for our trees.
That's right.
Yeah.
Save a tree. I always
print
use
it
the
out.
Internet.
Maybe I shouldn't do that.
But. Yeah. You ever stop to think how much money they save now in porn every year? From the magazines, they don't have to print. They just put everything on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
And you're still paying the same price.
Pornography is now environmentally friendly.
Yes, it is. And we highly recommend that you enjoy it.
I never go to an adult bookstore now. Not that I ever used to. Where were we? Oh, yes, tipping. And customer service of the food kind.
And if you have any stories you want to share with us, we'd love to hear them. The number
is
701-751-0838.
You do that so well.
Thank you.
But
you taught me very well. He taught me everything.
You and I together have had some interesting adventures in some of the local eateries.
I always embarrass the crap out of
Denny's alone. I mean, we could write a book about our experiences in Denny's, good and bad.
Yeah, and that's not just Denny's here, but Denny's in a lot of places, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree with Family Guy that every town needs to have two Denny's so that you can always say, oh, let's not go to that Denny's. Let's go to the good one.
Exactly,
yeah. See, we need another Denny's here. We shouldn't have to drive all the way to Fargo if we don't like it.
I think a little competition is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Put the two Denny's on opposite sides of town. Mm-hmm. You have Denny's North and Denny's South, and they can have kind of like a civil war with each
exactly.
other for prices.
For customer service.
That's
right. That's the main thing is, even if your prices aren't that great, you know what? You give people awesome customer service.
Yay!
You treat them like kings and queens when they come in, and they'll keep coming back.
And if the food doesn't suck, especially.
Yep.
Because it's Denny's, you're not expecting a 4-star filet mignon or crepe Suzette clams on the half shell. Yeah, it's Denny's food.
Yeah.
But still, there are certain standards. And
we're
going to talk about it in much greater detail in just a few minutes here. 701-751-0838. Talking about tipping, customer service, your chance to vent here tonight. Love to hear from you. It's Jive Talking at urlradio.net.